The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, and the daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him. Man, do you feel that?
Yes.
Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now she shall be trodden down as the mire of the streets. My goodness. What a passage. Now if you've ever been in a valley or you've ever fallen, every word in that touched you. Basically, if you look at verse 8, he said, When I fall, I shall rise again. When I fall, I'm not going to stay down there. I shall rise again. Now I want you to listen to me just for a little while. And I want you to pay attention the best you can just for a little while. Now I've been pastoring, I've been preaching for about 39 years. Can you believe that? You were probably there when I got saved. Can you believe it's been that long? And I've been at this a long time. Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm not the best speaker in this town. I'm not the best Christian in this room, but I can help you. Honestly, if you'll just listen, I know some things. I've been around, up the road and back. I've been around the block. I've been here a while. Most men now pastor for about 6 years before the church runs them off or they quit. Now you listen to me. I want to help you. Would you just listen to me? Would you get your kids, if your kids are in here, would you just get them to listen for a few minutes and pay attention? Now, I've met a lot of people that needs this passage of Scripture. I've needed it myself. Everybody in this room has needed this passage of Scripture. And Micah, as he's talking, he's down. He said, I'm down. I'm falling. They're talking about me. They're making fun of me. They're hurting my feelings. Everybody's against me. I can't even talk to my wife, he said. My children look down on me. I can't talk to them. I'm down. I'm at the bottom. But then he said, but I got news for you. I'm going to get back up. I'm not staying down here. I'm going to talk to the Lord, and he's going to listen to me when nobody else will, and I'm going to get back up. I will rise. And that old gal that's been talking bad about me, he said, she's going to be ashamed she ever said anything. Did y'all see that? Some of you women ought to be able to relate to that real well. Now, he said, he's down. He's talking about being down. And then he's talking about what he's going to do about it. In verse 7, he said, I will look. In verse 7, he said, I will wait. In verse 8, he said, I will fall. In verse 8, he said, I shall arise. In verse 9, he said, I will bear the indignation. In verse 9, he said, I shall behold. You know what's wrong with most people when they get down? I'll get into the reasons in a minute. There's a lot of reasons for that word fall. It's not just falling into sin. There's a lot of other things. But the reason they never get back up is because they don't want to. They don't want to. And today I want to help you want to, okay? Now, if you just sit up and listen, let me get you mine just a few minutes, okay? I looked up that word fall in a Bible dictionary. I live in South Carolina. I know you folks from up north, some think that we can't read or write. We're all barefooted. But I do know how to use a dictionary. And I looked up that word fall. And in this particular passage, it doesn't necessarily mean into sin. He said, I'll fall. He means I'm going to get down. I'm going to be disappointed. I'm going to have heartbreak. It means when I'm done, listen, when I fall, I'm going to be down, whatever the reason might be. It might be whenever you're down, you say, well, I'm going to quit. Well, it hurts too bad. I'm going to give up. I can't do this anymore. I've been knocked down. And look, but I got news for you. You don't have to stay that way. Every great man in the Bible got down. Every one of them. I thought about old Moses. My goodness, could you imagine the times he was down? I thought about old Joseph. How could you sit in jail and think God was still taking care of you? Amen? I thought about old Peter. Old Peter, you know, he let his mouth outrun his brain. And boy, he got in trouble, didn't he? He got down. And then I thought about old Paul. Everywhere he went to preach, they stoned him, cussed him out, and spit on him. You wouldn't have voted him in as your pastor. He spent more time in jail than most of you. It's funny that you even know what that means. But they got back up. Every one of them got back up. Now, listen to what an expert says. Micah, he's the expert. He said, I will fall. He said, I'm going to fall down. And we could give a list of falls, what all that means. I thought about that. Everybody in here is going to get discouraged. Everybody in here, believe it or not, you're going to sin. Everybody in here, believe it or not, you're going to have a heartbreak. Everybody in here is going to suffer the loss of a loved one through death. You'll be bereaved. Everybody in here. Everybody in here is going to be lied on. Everybody in here is going to be lied on. Everybody in here is going to be attacked. Everybody in here is going to be slandered and criticized and judged. And you're going to get down. You can't take that stuff all the time. You're going to get down. Amen? Amen. Now, when I say fall, of course, yes, we fall into sin. Some of us jump into it. Amen? And that'll get you down. That'll get a real Christian down. You can't stay in sin and be happy, not as a Christian. You're going to get down. And what's going to happen? Well, I thought about this. Every year I say this right before New Year's. This year, we've had a lot of folks, you know, come and join. We've had folks to leave. And I say this about every year. Next year at this time, there are some people that's in here today won't even be here next year. Now, it may be because you fell into sin. It may be because you got disheartened, just got out altogether. But it's an awful strange thing that people, when they get into sin or they get disheartened, they get down, they separate themselves from everybody and everything that would help them. That means this crowd right here. Well, some of y'all won't be here next year. You may pass away. We've had a good many pass away. Great, great Christians, better than I am. Good Christians have passed away this past year. And we've gotten down. And it may be right now you got good health and you got good family and the sun is shining and you got money in your pocket and everything's going real good. All your kids are wonderful. All your grandkids are wonderful. You got a good job. But I got news for you. There may be a car accident coming. There may be a failure on your part coming. There may be a heartbreak. Somebody might break your heart this coming year. It may be you're the one that's attacked and slandered on. It may be that you're the one that your child breaks your heart or your grandchildren breaks your heart. It may be you're the one that your husband leaves you or your wife leaves you or your children run off with somebody. Something will happen this coming year that's going to get you down. You're going to fall, and you need to know what to do when you get down there.
Yeah, come on.
A lot of places. Look, I know you're a sinner. I'm a stinking sinner myself. And I know we fail God. I know we do. If you can fail God, and by the way, He has no expectations of you. He knew what you was when He saved you. He knew what you'd be after He saved you. You ain't surprised Him. He don't ever look down there and say, "Uh-oh, I didn't know Ron was going to do that." He knew what you was going to do before the foundation of the world. I hear ignorant preachers and Christians stand up all the time. They say, "Well, I failed the Lord. I let the Lord down." You can't let Him down. He knows what you're made out of. He had no expectations of you. He saved you by His grace. He keeps you by His grace. It ain't like you got some kind of scorecard you got to go by. You're going to fail Him. It may be you might get a telephone call this year that says you're the one that has cancer. You're going to get down. Everybody in this room is going to get down. We're all going to fall. It's going to happen. There ain't no bad. Hey, it's a natural thing. So what should you do? Well, the best thing to do is listen to somebody that knows what they're talking about.
Amen.
Yeah. Micah, the Word of God. Listen to somebody. Look, you don't need to ask anyone about how to handle this stuff when God Himself will tell you how to handle things. That would put a lot of those quacks out of business. Distributing all this medicine to people, getting them hooked on this stuff. When if they just turn to the Lord, you say, "Well, preacher, I'm not worried about it. I've been saved for 40 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't never sinned. You just did. You lied." He says, Micah, he said, "I will look. I will look to the Lord." Don't turn to worldly advisors for spiritual advice.
Amen.
You know what? If some of you ladies turn off that daytime talk show television junk, I never could spell Oprah's name anyway. And these women preachers on television, there ain't no such thing as a woman preacher, but that's what they say they are. Joyce Meyer and all that junk. They'll tell you like the fortune teller will, the good thing, so you'll keep watching, send money. They won't preach you a sermon like this. They'll never look at you and say, "Look, this coming year you're going to have some falls and I need to help you. You need to know what to do. You're going to have some fails and you need somebody that's been there to help you get up when you fall down." They'll never tell you that. They'll tell you everything's beautiful and everything's lovely. And what's the pretty little boy with the curly hair in the back? Joel Osteen, we know what you've been watching. And he'll just tell you, "Oh, everything's wonderful in the world, beautiful." He's like a battery that's got one post. It's a positive. And it ain't never going to crank a car because you got to have a negative with a positive. Now listen, you look to the Lord. You know, a lot of people care about you, but they can't help you. Boy, I've been in situations where I looked at people and my own children, I looked at them and I wept. I said, "God, what can I do? What do I know? What can I do, God? I've never been where they are. I've never experienced what they're going through. God, help me." And I can't help them. We better look to the Lord for our help. Micah said, "I'll wait on the Lord." I'll wait. He said, "I'm going to wait for vindication. I'm going to wait for Him to say, I'm all right." Now, we can tell each other that, but we're really lying because we don't know who's all right and who ain't. God looks on the heart. He knows who's right. And Micah said, "They're falsely judging me. They're falsely talking about me. They're falsely disassociating with me." He said, "But I'm going to look to the Lord, and I'm going to wait on the Lord to vindicate my case." I told y'all before, if you wait long enough, those people will die out and you'll still be here. If you'll just keep on going when everybody's talking bad about you and criticizing you and judging you, you just keep right on going. Those people ain't going to last long. That crowd don't last long anyway. They come and go. Amen? I've outlived many of them. Many of them's preached my funeral. Many of them said, he's done, he's finished. Well, I got news for you. I'm still here. They're gone. Some of them gone, literally gone. But look, if you'll just wait on the Lord, he'll vindicate you. He knows your heart. He knows your intentions. Let him plead your case. The scars will stay there. You don't ever get over a broken heart. You don't ever get over the death of a loved one. You don't ever get over a loss of a friend or somebody you thought was your friend that turned against you. You don't ever get over your own personal failures. You never get over that. The scars are always there. You can't live above it. You can't ignore it. They're there. You need the Lord to help you carry that load. He said, I'll wait. Let me tell you what to do. You keep waiting. You said, preacher, I fell into sin. Wait on the Lord to vindicate you. Amen. You say, preacher, I lost a loved one. You wait on the Lord to comfort you. You say, preacher, they're lying about me. You wait on the Lord to plead your case and take care of you. Let me tell you how to do it. You keep on praying. You keep on reading your Bible. You keep on going to church. You keep on trying to live right. You keep on being a good witness with your mouth. You keep on. You don't change things when a fall comes, a disappointment comes. You don't get out of church. You don't quit reading the Bible. You don't quit praying. You keep going. You keep preaching. You keep teaching. You keep loving in spite of it. You keep loving anyway. You say, you don't know what my husband did to me. Keep on doing right and love him anyway. You said, you don't know how my kids are treating me. Keep on going to church. Keep on praying. Keep on reading your Bible. Keep on teaching that class. Keep on going to the nursing home. Keep on preaching. Keep on doing right. And let God fix it. You can't fix it. He said, I'll wait on the Lord. Then he said, I will bear. I will bear. You know what that means? I'm going to endure it. You know, it's time we got some real men back in our churches. Well, I'm talking about some old-fashioned, barrel-chested, blue-blooded men. This country's trying to get rid of real men. And I got news for you. God's still looking for a few good men. Amen? Our churches are full of wimpy, limp-wristed, almost effeminate men. We need some men that'll stand up and say, yeah, I've been wrong, but bless God, I learned something by that. I'm not doing that again. I'm going to help other people not do it too. You bear it. If it's a sin, I'll admit it. And I'm going to confess it. And then I'm going to carry it till God lifts it off of me. I deserve it anyway. Why do you think that there's some kind of instant solution? Just I thought I won a boy to the Lord one day, and I baptized him over there. Y'all remember that Sugar Shack church we started in the liquor store, you know? I ain't going to tell the story. Don't worry. Some of y'all need to hear it, but I ain't got time right here. And got that boy to come to church, and his wife coming at him. I said, where's your husband? She said, he's up there at the pool hall. I went up there a couple days later and I opened the door. I said, you, come here. I was a young preacher. I was in my 20s then. I didn't know what I was doing. Now I'd be scared to death. I opened that door. I said, you, come here. He come out there. He said, what? Still had the pool hand, put a pool cue in his hand. I said, what are you doing in there? He said, I'm playing pool. I said, you drinking beer too? He said, yeah, I am. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I said, there is. He said, no, there's not. You preach it. I said, I do. He said, yeah, you said if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just. The only verse He'd memorized. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Only verse He memorized, and the only reason He memorized that was to make an excuse for hanging around the pool room, gambling and drinking. I said, boy, you got that verse all wrong. I said, you don't even know Him if you think about it like that. He wouldn't admit it. He wouldn't admit it was wrong. You know, a lot of people have come to this church going on 11 years old. A lot of people have come and gone through here in a new church. I don't know. I guess somebody's done figured it out now. It's like a revolving door. People have come. I don't know what they're looking for, Sister Mary. Some of them looking for something weird or crazy and they don't find it and they leave. Some looking, they think it, a small new church is weak, so they'll come in and take over and become the owners of the place. We've had them. They don't know that this pastor and his wife knows how to pick up a phone and say, I think you need to go to church somewhere else. We're not exclusive, but I'll tell you what, we ain't putting up with those kind of people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't even know how I got on that, but it was good. Amen. Amen. I've been around the block. I've seen it. And I'm going to bear it. If I sin, if I fail, I fall, or if I got a heartache, or I've got a heartbreak, or I've gotten a disappointment, I'm not going to try to hide it. I'm not going to cover it up. I'm going to say, woe is me, Lord, help me. And then I'm going to keep on doing what I'm supposed to do. And let me tell you something else. You can make it if you'll just take it. But preacher, it hurts. Yeah, a lot of things hurt. Don't you think it hurt Him when they nailed Him to the cross for your sorry sins?
Amen.
But preacher, they hurt my feelings. Don't you think they hurt His feelings when they cursed Him, called Him a liar and a crook and a thief and everything else? If you'll just take it, you can make it. And guess what? Sometimes you need the criticism. Sometimes you need the gossip against you. Sometimes you need to make a stand. You need things to happen so you'll make a stand and be what God wants you to be anyway.
Amen. Yeah.
And if you've got a broken heart, if you can just take it and endure, the sun's coming up in the morning. Every day's a new day. God's mercies are renewed every day. Amen. The mercy of the Lord endure forever. And if you'll just take it, He'll help you. But if we run from it, He can't help us. Look here. If you will endure, if you'll just hang in there. And I've seen it. I told you, I've been around a long time. I never would have thought I'd been around this long. Most of my critics would have told you I wouldn't have been around this long. The church I got saved in, most of them probably said he wasn't going to make it and then he wouldn't be around this long. But I've got news for you. If you'll just endure it, you'll outlast it most of the time. Now, it'll leave a scar and there'll always be something there. But people throw in the towel and quit. Well, I quit. Don't nobody appreciate me. You don't want to be a Baptist pastor then. Well, I'm just going to quit. My husband doesn't love me like he used to. Well, you're grown up now. Amen? Well, I'm going to quit. My wife don't pay me the attention she used to. Grow up, boy. By the way, she's washing your stinking clothes. She ain't got time to pay attention to you. She's cooking your meals. She ain't got time. That is attention. A mean preacher. He said, I'll bear it. Well, I've seen it. Guess what? You can take it. You can. If you want to. Listen. You can take death. You can. You can take heartache. You can. If you'll look in the eye of it and say, divorce, you're not destroying me. Gossip, I'm not quitting because of your crown. Death, we got victory over you. If you just look at the problem and tell it where to go. Amen?
Amen.
Some of y'all so busy telling people where to go, you ain't got time to tell the problem where to go. He said, I shall rise. He didn't say, I hope I will. I think I will. He said, I shall rise. I'm going to get up out of this thing. I'm not going to be like this the rest of my life. I'm not going to hurt all my days. I'm not going to be afraid of what people think about me and say about me all my days. They've got me down. This has got me down. But I'm getting up. He said, when I fall, I'll look to Him. And He will lift me up. We're more than conquerors. Are we not? All of you quote Romans 8:28 to other people. Quote it to yourself. If all things work together for the good of God to them that love. Look, if it works for them, why won't it work for you? I've got the victory, man. 1 John 5:4, the last part of that verse says, and this is the victory overcoming the world, even our faith. I am a winner. I don't care if I fall down 3,000 times. I'm going to get back up because I'm already a winner. My name's already written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm already in heaven far as He's concerned. I'm a winner. I'm not going to give up. Yeah, I'm going to fall. I've done it probably as much as anybody in this room. But I ain't staying down there. I've been tempted to do a lot of things since I've been saved, but get out of church was not one of them. On my worst day, I walked into church. I've been tempted to do a lot of things since I've been saved, but quit reading the Bible ain't one of them. On my worst day, I read the Bible. I've been tempted to do a lot of things, but quit praying ain't one of them. On my worst day, I prayed. He said, I will fall, but I will look. I'll wait. I'll bear. And bless God, I'll rise. You know, there's some people in here right now that people's already wrote you obituary, spiritually speaking. And they're saying, well, he'll never make nothing. She'll never be nothing. They ain't never been nothing before. Why do they think? And I grew up that way. They'd look at you and say, who do you think you are? You're just white trash. Why do you think you can do that? Ain't nobody else in your family ever done that. That one time I was arrested by the police when I was a teenager, they threw me in the back of that car and said, well, you're the last of the Ronnie boys. We finally got y'all. And I know nothing about the Bible. I thought to myself, I won't stay in here. Spent one night in jail. That cured that. Amen? I wasn't even a Christian. A lot of people said, he's done. They'll look at you and they'll say, she's finished. Look what's happening. They'll look at you and say, he's finished. Look what's happened. He must not be right. God wouldn't let that be happening to him if he was right. And they'll write you off and just write your obituary right there. But I got news for you. If you'll just stay, you'll get up, you'll look to the Lord, you'll carry that burden he gave you. One day, you're going to get up again and that crowd will have to shut up. What you ought to do is get mad at them and do right. Get mad at them and do right. We used to tell people where to go. You ever got mad at somebody now and said, well, just go to heaven then. Oh, go to heaven. Now listen, did you know that you're made of the same stuff as all the rest of us are made? Did you know that if we can do it, you can do it? Come on now. Did you know that you're more than a conqueror just like we are? Did you know you got the victory just like we've got the victory? Did you know you can take it and you can make it and you can bear it and you can get back up again? You say, preacher, you don't know what I've been through this year. My heart's broken. Bear it. Look up. Pray. Wait on the Lord, and He'll lift you up again. Listen, you need to quit quitting. quit quitting. A young preacher looked at me one day. He was in the car with me and we was going to visit somebody. He said, I don't know how you do it. I said, what? He said, you don't know what they're saying about you, do you? I said, I do. He said, but how do you just keep on going? I said, I try to ignore what they're saying. And I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, whether they like it or not. Now you can get up. He said, my children broke my heart. And everybody knows it. Ignore them. Bear it. Pray. Get up. Wait on the Lord. Micah said, by the way, did you know the devil would give up on you if you just quit quitting? You ever thought about that? Brother Hinkle, you ever thought about that, preacher? He'll give up on you. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Used to be one. You like that bottle. You got saved. He come around and he said, here. And you said, no. He came back next day and said, here, have some of this. Remember how good that was? And you said, no. And he come back the next day. And the next day. And the next day. And the next day. And then finally he said, ain't no use to mess with him about that. I got to find something else. He'll finally give up on you. If you quit quitting. Old Micah told him, he said, talking about that woman, he said, you'll see. You'll see. Go ahead and talk. Go ahead and be look. Go ahead and be down. Go ahead and attack. But one day you're going to see. Maybe you woke up in the hospital room. Maybe you woke up at the funeral parlor going down there to visit somebody. Maybe one day you woke up and your children were gone. Maybe you woke up, your husband was gone. Maybe your wife was gone. Maybe all your friends had deserted you or turned against you. And you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to say, they'll see. I'm not giving up. Did you know that in the book of Revelation, Elijah... Now, you can disagree with me on this, be wrong if you want to, but Enoch and Elijah are going to come back. See, they ain't never died. They're still alive. They're in heaven. They've been translated. And they're going to come back and they're going to preach on the streets. Old-fashioned, fiery preaching. They can pull fire down from heaven. And they're going to preach in Israel. And did you know that the Antichrist is going to have them killed? And I think it's going to be around Christmas because it said they're going to lie in the streets for 3 days and three nights. The world's going to have a party and exchange gifts over their death. And CNN's going to show it. And ABC's going to show it. And CBS's going to show it. Live Eye. And on that third day, they're going to stand up. And they're going to say, see? I told you couldn't keep us down. And they're going to show the old devil and his crowd what it's like to be a child of God. Amen? Now, you know what you need to do? You need to get up. You need to start over. And listen, you need to bust up that crowd that's... Can I say bust up? I'm from Lancaster. I'm sorry. You need to bust up that crowd that's bothering you and is against you by showing them that you can get up. Amen. Now, listen to me, and I'm through. The Methodists are already in line at the buffet. I may have a broke heart. I have had a broken heart. But I will get up. I may be bereaving. I have bereaved. My whole family's gone. I got four brothers and four sisters gone. My mama's 98 years old. Every day is a miracle with my mama. But one day she's going to be gone. I know what bereavement is. I know what it is to have a broken heart. I know that. But you know what? You can get up. You can keep going. Hey, listen, I've been attacked. You can be attacked and keep on going. I have failed, but I got back up. I have. Listen, you might have lost your husband, your wife to divorce, but you don't have to stay that way. You can get up and go on without them. There's people in here right now. Husbands, wives deserted them. Things happened, and they didn't quit. You know what? Right now you might be down. And if you're down, listen. It's real simple. All you got to do is look up, wait on the Lord, bear it, and then you will rise. You might say, well, preacher, I've sinned. I've hurt others. You know what? You can't fix that. You can't fix it when you hurt other people. Only God can do that. But you can push the reset button and start over. Did you know your enemies are watching you? And the ones you need are watching you? And the unsaved are... Did you know they saw your car leave your house this morning? Did you know they expect your car to leave your house this afternoon and Wednesday nights? And when you won't, they wonder what's wrong with you. They're watching you. You know why? They want to know if it's real. They want to know that. Well, he says he's a Christian, but look what he did. And look at him now. He's down in the dirt. Well, one day I'm going to get back up, and they're going to see that this thing is real. It's not fake. I don't make it up. We couldn't get back up without that grace and the help of God. And they're going to say, boy, I never thought she'd get over that. Boy, I never thought they'd make it through that. There must be something about this thing. The reality, I thought, of Christian life is this. You will fall. That's the reality. Somehow, you're going to get down. But the proof of the Christianity is you will get back up. Preacher, how can you prove you're a Christian? Hang around long enough, you'll see whether we are or not. Not by the way we walk and talk, but by the way we fall. Whether or not we get back up. 1 John 2:1 says this, and I'll close. 1 John 2:1, listen. He said, my little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. He said, don't you sin. Don't do it. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He said, don't you sin. But if you do, you're going to get back up because Jesus Christ is your advocate. He's interceding for you and He will lift you back up. Amen. My opinion? Ain't worth a nickel. You'd probably take a dollar and buy a cup of coffee. My opinion is, a real child of God, you cannot keep them down. Somehow, some way, it may be on the deathbed itself. Somehow, some way, they're going to get up. They're going to get over it, and they're going to give God the praise. They're going to wait on the Lord and look to Him to lift them up. You say, well, preacher, I've never had this problem. It's coming. Some of you in here are pretty young. Y'all young people, look at me. Right now, things are rosy. It's fun to play and go on. You know, it's such a wonderful life. And you, hey, listen, you haven't had a heartbreak yet. You haven't had disappointment yet. And nobody's turned against you yet. And you've not fallen against your own self yet. But I've got news, it's coming. And when it comes, I want you to remember this sermon. He said, I will fall. I will endure. But I will get back. I will rise. Today, some of y'all may be right there in the middle of that. You may be enduring something right now. You may be heartbroken, disappointed. Maybe in yourself or somebody else. You might have lost a loved one to death or disease or maybe divorce even. Maybe your children have disappointed you. Maybe your parents have disappointed you. And you're right there right now. You're down there. Well, I've got news for you. Don't you change nothing. You keep reading your Bible. You keep praying. You keep going to church. You keep loving people. You keep doing right. And one day, not far off, the Lord will reach down. He'll say, here, let me help you up. Let's stand.